Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here at the 15th birthday of .NET, and I found me a Chris Sells.
Hi.
It's good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Oh my goodness. Were you involved with .NET from the very beginning?
Oh, so I was thinking, because I was invited to this, and I started thinking back on when I got involved.
Yeah.
And I thought of like two kind of birth of .NET stories
right.
that you might find interesting.
I'd love to hear.
One birth of .NET story, I'll tell it in reverse chronological order. I had a hard time adopting .NET and
really?
C#. In fact, Don Box is famous for getting up at a keynote and saying that I would be the last C++ programmer. I would, you would have to pry C++ from my cold dead hands.
You were a happy C++ programmer.
I was. I mean, yeah. I had written ATL internals. I had ingested STL, right?
Sure.
C++ was a part of me, mm-hmm. right? And that was the first class I taught, right?
Right.
And so I was just, you know, why would I want a runtime? Why? What was the benefit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why would I want all this? And I'm the guy who went to the .NET mailing list, and I'm like, so we have this thing where memory is automatically reclaimed,
right.
which is awesome, the garbage collector, but what about all the other resources? And that just stirred up a whole hornet's nest, and maybe 2-3 weeks later, Brian Harry got mm-hmm. back on that same thread and
right.
said, we've invented iDisposable and the using block and that whole thing
mm-hmm.
Because we pushed on that. So so we were about to start teaching a development mentor these classes, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I like my C++. But I sat down, I'm like, I should know what I'm hating, right? And so I spent an afternoon. And I built the protocol for Microsoft Instant Messenger.
Right.
Right. I wanted to be able to, you know, send myself notifications programmatically, and I was always on Messenger, right? So I needed to understand the protocol.
Right.
And in C++, that would have taken me weeks to get all that right and to make that work.
All that communication plumbing, it's not a trivial thing.
Oh, yeah, and to make sure that, you know, you didn't leak all over and crash for no reason
yep.
and blah, blah, blah. I did it from a standing start in an afternoon
nice.
In C++ and .NET. And I'm like, oh.
So it was still C++, but it was in the
.NET
runtime.
No. It was C#.
C#.
I had totally done the C# thing, and I'm like, oh,
okay. Now I get it.
Now I understand. And I've never gone back.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
At this point, I dream in C#.
And you know, the episode number 10 of .NET Rocks in December of 2002
yeah.
is your episode where you explain garbage collecting top to bottom.
Sure.
And to this day, still one of the most downloaded shows. It's a 15-year-old show. It's still popular.
In fact, it was hilarious because I just saw a post the other day on the internet about how they changed garbage collection again, right?
Yep.
They've completely updated the algorithm. And
yeah,
I have
a multi-core model.
And they're doing they're doing a whole lot more cool things than.
Well, the hardware's changed underneath it.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely true. So, but here's the other story.
Give me the other
right?
story.
I have to tell you the other story.
Yes.
So even before that, so. Before .NET came out, Don and I were pretty well known in the COM world.
Sure. Yeah, COM is love.
That's right. We'd written some COM books. We'd, you know, we'd taught a lot of COM courses, given a lot of COM talks. And so when Microsoft was inventing .NET, before they told anyone, mm-hmm. they were doing customer validation. So they actually invited Don and I to come to Microsoft, and they wanted to run some ideas by us to see what we thought,
right?
They didn't tell us why. They just brought us up, and they brought us into a room, and I remember it was Brad Abrams, and I don't even remember who else was in that room. I just remember it was Brad Abrams, but a bunch of Microsofties, and they pitched. And their pitch was, hey, would it be okay to have a bunch of different languages that all had the same binary protocol without an IDL in the middle,
right?
Right, to define the interface? Because, of course, you know, we had a bunch of languages already in COM,
mm-hmm.
but they are all IDL, right? It was all mappings to this underlying interface definition language.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we hated that idea. We thought that was the worst idea ever. We spent hours in there trying to talk them out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they completely ignored us. They went forward and they were like, here's the binary format, but
right.
whatever, it's only reflected in your language of choice.
Right.
And if you build something in C#, you can absolutely use it from VB and F# and blah, 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 right?
Right?
And it all just works. And there's no IDL as far as the eye can see. And that was the best decision they could have ever made was to completely ignore me and Don when we were like,
all that advice.
That's
a terrible idea.
Yeah, no.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, great to have some stories. I got to think looking at .NET today being cross-platform and open source has come a long way.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, for a while there, Microsoft was like shutting down the multi-platform stuff, right? When they turned down Servalite, and you know, they were kind of closing in on themselves, making themselves more closed and more proprietary. And then kind of they turned around, right? And suddenly, you know, they started with the ASP.MVC framework as they, you know, as they stepped into open source, and now it's all open source, right? .NET Core and ASP.NET Core and Entity Framework Core and MS Build and the compilers themselves, right? Roslyn and C# and VB, and even PowerShell is not only open source but cross-platform.
It's crazy.
That is amazing to me. That is so awesome.
It's very astonishing how far it's come in such a time for 15 years.
Yeah. Well, and it's not, I mean, it's really, you know, if you look at the big shops, right, the enterprises, it's really Java and C#.
Yep.
Those are the ones.
Those are the languages.
That people have built all their stuff on. Those are the ones that have lasted. And I have to admit, right, I'm partial to one over the other.
Sure.
But it's amazing to me how well Microsoft has been a steward of that runtime.
Yeah, it's astonishing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
It's really, really.
Chris, so much fun to see
you.
Oh,
yeah,
great
absolutely.
To talk to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And give us a big happy birthday .NET.
Happy birthday .NET.
Awesome.